This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Who came along for the ride? Hey, you can come inside.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Has announced that a video secretly recorded by Israeli intelligence showing former President Bill Clinton raping a 13-year-old girl on billionaire pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's orgy island will be released. An island that Bill Clinton visited at least 26 times, according to flight logs, and had left his Secret Service detail behind on at least five occasions. You would think that this possible unveiling of pure evil would cause the earth to stand still, but the mainstream media remains silent while continuing to promote globalist candidate Hillary Clinton and her Roman-style divide-and-rule agenda. Instead, the propaganda machine is doubling down on its brainwashing, as Clifford Cunningham reports. An upcoming episode of Law & Order SVU will feature a Donald Trump-like character accused of rape. Actor Gary Cole will portray a wealthy and boorish man who makes a run for the White House on an upcoming SVU episode entitled Unstoppable, according to Variety. The plot of the episode will be based on a dubious civil lawsuit filed against Donald Trump by a woman referred to as Jane Doe in court documents, who alleges Trump raped her when she was 13 years old in the mid-1990s. The lawsuit, presided over by a judge appointed by Obama, is scheduled for a hearing in December after the presidential election. The decision to depict a character identical to Donald Trump accused of raping women is a concerted ploy to manipulate the people who watched the episode into conflating a fictitious story with reality and conclude Trump is actually a rapist. Meanwhile, the mainstream media continues to portray Trump as a rapist. They continually cover up any mention of the true abuser of women, Bill Clinton. Is America really this stupid? Maybe 10 years ago, but today?
Oh, well, Major, I want to start with a short video clip from 1992 from Entertainment Tonight, which is owned by CBS Television. In it, Donald Trump is heard making questionable comments about a young girl. Let's listen to that.
Soon. Thursday night. You going up the escalator? I'm going to be dating her in 10 years.
And the breaking news at this hour, right now, just breaking, a damning report from the New York Times that claims Donald Trump inappropriately touched two women, the first nearly three decades ago, the second in 2005.
He was like an octopus. It was like he had six arms. He was all over the place. And if he had stuck with the upper part of the body, I might not have gotten... I might not have gotten that upset, but it's when he started putting his hand up my skirt.
Said, and how directly then is he going to start deflecting all of this to Bill Clinton? We've heard from Jim Acosta that they're going to start making charges about Bill Clinton. One would presume also Hillary Clinton. I presume he's going to talk about WikiLeaks and John Podesta's emails.
You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The establishment and their media enablers wield control over this nation through means that are very well known. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. Never in history have we seen such a cover-up as this.
Mainstream media as we know it, with a Democratic operative agenda so foolish, they don't even realize they no longer control the narrative. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get what's in the new WikiLeaks. It's not just Chelsea saying we're committing crimes and being told, shut up, put me in a brat. Or Chelsea begging, hey, we're killing Haitians. Aren't we going to give them any money? Shut up, brat. Now it's top aide blasted Bill Clinton for conflicts of interest. That's linked on drudgereport.com, top story. He said he could add 500 examples. More than that, it's all illegal, but they're too big to fail because they run the Justice Department. UMA, Hillary created this mess. It's all in the emails. Because Hillary, folks, is a kleptomaniac. And since she's in power, they have a name for it. It's a kleptocrat with a bunch of weird delusionals. Man, when you watch those pseudo press conferences she does with her lapdogs on her jet, when you look at the videos of them, the people are fawning like it's 1957 and he's Elvis Presley and they're college girls throwing their panties at him. I'm sure everybody's seen the famous footage of just, I mean, this is what we're talking about here. She's not Elvis Presley. She's a demonic demon. I found a photo that really encapsulates what she looks like. I've told the crew to show it a lot. Can we put that on screen? Or if not, I've got it on my phone. Because this is emblematic of the real spirit of Hillary. I've talked to folks. It's not that big jack-o'-lantern smile. That's her fake smile. It's this creepy witch look. Now, joining us for the rest of the hour is James Wesley Rolfe, but we are going to find that image and put it on screen. Because it's the big emblematic one, and I want to get it. Yeah, there it is. That's the real Hillary Clinton. In fact, I want to put out a meme contest. But no money for this one. You'll just be recognized on air and fight the evil, where somebody puts a thought bubble on her and just makes a basic statement, and then just get that out to everybody and say, hey, I really want to start a nuclear war. Or, you know, the devil tells me that I've got to move fast because the time is short. I mean, what do you put on that photo? I want to post it to InfoWars.com, and let's create a meme contest. The winner gets one of all of our nutraceutical products. That's a huge value. And we'll announce the winner on Tuesday of next week. Just send them to Facebook, send them to Twitter, send them to us. We'll post them. Some of these memes, some of these images will get seen by 4 or 5 million people. Guess how many people the Danny Williams press conference that mainstream media tried to shut down Wednesday night, guess how many views that has as of last night when I was talking to Roger Stone and was going to different Facebooks. On Danny Williams' Facebook last night, it had 16 million views. Guess how many it has on our Facebook? Upwards of 3 million. Guess how much it has when we checked 4 or 5 other ones. Stone and I spent 20 minutes looking at this over the phone with our computers up. It looks like it's been seen about 30 million times. Now, we have this stuff happening every few days now. Paul had a video that now has 25 million views he put out 2 weeks ago. 25 million. Of course they want to kill the internet. Of course they want to shut down free speech. CNN doesn't have 25 million viewers in a week, ladies and gentlemen. They are a facade. They know they're a facade. Trump is going to win in a landslide unless they steal it. And now Reuters is saying the Russians are going to plant stories with Trump of election fraud. So there's no election fraud, but the Russians are going to take the election over. And if you see stories about Clinton fraud, it's the Ruskies. That's Reuters today. U.S. vote authorities warned to be alert to Russian hacks, fake fraud. Meanwhile, we hear that they want to strike and put up a no-fly zone, which is an act of war. The head of the Joint Chiefs, General Dumford, told them that 2 weeks ago. The head of the Army a week and a half ago, Milley, says prepare for a war as big as World War II. These are quotes. You've heard us play the clips probably 20 times. And that's why it's a perfect time to have James Wesley Rawls on, former Army intelligence, best-selling author, heads up survivalblog.com. Probably the top survival blog site out there. We have Colonel Schaefer from London Center joining us, a former head of the anti-Al-Qaeda unit, who first exposed basically the entire Benghazi story. And they called him in after he was on the show 4 years ago and basically threatened him with more than just his job when he brought that out. But you know what? He's a patriot. He told the truth and has been proven absolutely on target. But we have Russian warships filmed off the coast of Britain as Royal Navy shadows Syrian-bound vessels through English Channel. You've got Deutsche Bank about to implode. This is an incredible time to be alive. And you've got these different power structures that are on a collision course. You have China meeting with the head of the Philippines, giving them full honors. Obama has to get off the back of the plane. Philippines says it's going to merge with China now, give them bases. I mean, this is the type of stuff that starts world wars. And by the way, we've gone from world war being a big possibility a year ago to now looking like, oh my gosh, I hope it doesn't happen. Why is it happening? James Wesley Rawls, survivalblog.com, best-selling author's latest novel titled Land of Promise. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
I mean, do you think I put it out there accurately, or I mean, where are we right now?
You've summed things up pretty well. We are living in very perilous times. Things seem to be spinning out of control much faster than the powers that be can handle them. They've created these structures, these forces in the world that are now beyond their grasp. They created things. They created ISIS, for example. They created the civil war, which became a regional war in Syria. And all of these things have spun out of control. It's like Yeats's poem, you know, spinning and spinning in a widening gyre. That's the situation we're in now. And we are, as you mentioned, very near the brink of a third world war. And we have Hillary Clinton, for the sake of political gain, playing brinksmanship, pushing toward activating a no-fly zone over Syria, which would indeed be a severe provocation. All it takes is one or two Russian aircraft being shot down, and it'll be game on. We are living in very, very perilous times.
I go to the psychology, the criminology, and I know you don't like to brag about yourself, but I've talked to a lot of pretty high-up folks, and they said, hey, you want to have somebody on who's smart and change Rosie Rawls? I've been interviewing you for 15 years, but, I mean, you know what you're talking about. You're a smart guy. I'm a smart guy, but I want to think we're wrong, but then all the other smart guys concur. This is the craziest thing they've ever seen. The top brass are telling Hillary and Obama and everybody back off. This is going to cause World War III, and they don't seem to care. And then I go to the psychology. It's now come out in the WikiLeaks. And the FBI has released documents as well that she steals furniture everywhere she goes. She steals, basically silverware when she's in your house. I'm saying this shows serious mental illness when someone is a kleptocrat. On top of all this, she clearly is out of her mind.
Yeah, well, not only is she running a kleptocratic system, but when she's personally a kleptomaniac, what does that tell you? I cannot believe that this woman is being seriously considered as a presidential candidate. And with the torrent of information that's coming out of WikiLeaks right now, from within the DNC, from within the Clinton Foundation, it just absolutely boggles the mind to think that she's being considered seriously. We have a situation where we may have a manipulated presidential election, may have a split outcome with a difference between the popular vote and the electoral vote. And we have a kind of a criminal power structure in place right now that's willing to either collapse the system or bring the world to another world war just for the sake of furthering their own power. That's how absolutely corrupt and evil they are.
And it's all about control. That's what Trump says. Working with Russia and others would be better for everybody economically. Instead, they want to topple it. George Soros admits he's trying to overthrow it, and it just seems to be no end. And speaking of psychology, I'm sure you've read it. He's done interviews where he said, when I was a young man, I believed I was the Messiah, but I had to keep it to myself because I don't want to be locked up. And he goes, now I do realize I'm kind of a Messiah of a type, but he's not the Messiah of the Bible. He's the Messiah of destruction.
Wow. It's amazing to see so many people with such corrupt morals and so downright sociopathic or psychopathic rise to levels of power and influence where the most power-hungry amongst them are actually the ones who want to be behind the scenes.
That's right. In fact, they had a big Psychology Today article yesterday. I saw a couple of them making fun of me saying she's a psycho. I mean, she brags about killing people and destabilizing all of Africa and steals 94% of the Haitian money for herself. She's a monster.
Oh, I agree. I agree, absolutely. Getting back to today's headlines, Alex, I wanted to underscore what happened with the internet DDoS attack this morning, primarily on the East Coast.
Yes, I haven't even mentioned that. Giant attack, huge outages.
The article just came out an hour ago on theatlantic.com that describes how that might have been carried out. Apparently, the amount of hacking that's been going on for the last 10 years or so has been very carefully calculated, and it's been very insidious in that it has been injecting a malware into systems throughout the internet, not just on major servers, but also apparently on what's called the Internet of Things, which refers to the processing power of all of the distributed internet-connected computers that might be vulnerable. A lot of those have passwords that are just kind of burned in. They're what they call hard password, hard-coded. And systematically, over the last 10 years, a lot of those processors, some of them quite small, but have been co-opted. But when you harness all that computing power together, it gives a hacker the ability to have a tremendous power to create what's called a ping flood, which is a distributed denial of service attack.
A giant zombie attack.
I know my website has been attacked with ping floods, and I'm sure yours has as well.
Yes.
And I think that the conclusion that the author in The Atlantic has drawn may be correct. And what we may be seeing is just beginning. That may just be a test of what might be unleashed in the event of a global war.
Now, James, let me go there with you because I'm so glad you raised this. This was a big central point this morning. It hit me when I saw this news. And I predicted this. In fact, I did it last week. I said, they claim the Russians are going to hack our election. They claim they already have. They say under new doctrine, we can physically attack you, not just launch a cyber attack. Biden said, we're going to hit you with something incredibly hard to teach you a lesson. That was last week. He said that on Meet the Press. And I said, look, the Russians have been standing down. They've been smart playing chess here, not getting lured in.
Right. We've been playing checkers while they've been playing chess.
And expanding. So hear my theory here, because I rarely do theories, but I want your view on this. Clearly, if I was the globalist, I would actually launch an attack against us, claim it's the Russians. They've already handed the internet DNS control over to this UN consortium. Then we have this big internet war. The UN comes in, to rescue us or whatever, and then they use that to disrupt the election, claiming there's giant internet outages because of a cyber war with Russia.
That's quite conceivable, and I hadn't even thought of that particular chain of events, but that very well could happen.
Well, just getting into their psychology, how they always do things to themselves and blame their enemy, or Hillary's a Russian, agent, Podesta gets money, so they blame Trump. They're always blaming people for what they themselves are going to do, and then that is self-fulfilling. See, the Russians hit us.
Well, yeah, it certainly fits with the Hegelian dialectic. And just to step back for just a minute about this particular ping flood attack, if you look at Kaspersky.com and have been watching for the last couple of years the general trend on hack attacks, the vast majority of them are not coming from Russia. They're coming from China. In fact, you can see it in real time if your viewers and listeners look at Kaspersky.com. It's Kaspersky.com. They have a real-time map, a global map that shows hack attacks. And it's quite enlightening to see the frequency of the attacks coming out of China.
Now let's war game that again.
There's a lot more going on than what we're being told by the mainstream media.
We're war gaming this. Survivalblog.com, James Wesley Rawls. I'm interrupting because you're so on target here. That's my next question. China is openly chewing us out, openly treating Obama bad on the tarmac. Openly in our face, belligerently moving into the South China Sea. As I mentioned, big deals now with the Philippines, unprecedented since World War II. So I war game what they're setting up with Russia, but absolutely, could it be that China's launching real attacks? And as you said, the traffic maps show that is indeed the case.
Well, I believe so. And if you look at Chinese intentions versus Russian intentions, the long-term goal for Tsarist Russia, then Soviet Russia, and now independent Russia has always been to seek warm water ports for their navy and for shipping. That's always been their goal. China has basically taken on what used to be the long-term goal of Japan, which is to create what used to be called a Greater East Asia Prosperity Sphere. And if you look at what's going on with their construction of man-made islands in the South China Sea, and now most recently with their detente with Duterte's government in the Philippines, it's obvious that they're pushing out into the Pacific. They want to control trade, and they want to have naval power throughout at least the Western Pacific, but perhaps the entire Pacific region, and then down around to India. I think that's their long-term goal.
Wow, James Wesley.
How they're going to go about that is not clear.
James Wesley Rawls, I want to, in the next 5 minutes, let you continue to roll with this. In your gut, your deep research, your sources, you've been on target, just frighteningly so. What do you think is about to unfold in the next 17 days and then after that? Because big banks getting ready to go under, like Deutsche Bank, they say 50 times bigger than Lehman Brothers. I mean, clearly all the planets are aligning historically for all hell to break loose.
Well, to mention Deutsche Bank, for example, their hedge book is absolutely enormous. It's if you include both the traditional derivatives, OTC derivatives, and especially the credit market derivatives, where they have basically a giant casino going on in terms of bets in terms of which way interest rates are going to move. In total, it's about $75 trillion notionally in derivatives, which is more than all the money in all the world. So the potential fallout of a derivatives implosion are almost incalculable at this point. The counterparty risk is huge. And as I've mentioned in my blog, I think the end result might not be just giant banks like Deutsche Bank going under, but entire nation states going under. We could see the collapse of entire nation states through, if nothing else, just votes of no confidence. But we could see entire nations go under in the wake of a derivatives collapse. And the derivatives market, I think, is just emblematic of the overall power structures that have built up in the banking world, in the world of finance and arbitrage, counter trade, all of it altogether it's almost difficult to grasp just how much power has been accumulated by a very small number of international banks and how they have co-opted political processes. They've co-opted entire national economies, entire currencies. It's all basically under their thumb at this point.
James Leslie Rawls is our guest. I am listening to him speak while I look at the latest article that just went up on Infowars.com. I filed an emergency video Saturday titled "The United States is Technically at War with Russia." Now, top British general has now come out and said, we are technically at war with Russia, and the end of life as we know it is about to happen. These are quotes, and I'm not tooting my horn, but, I mean, when I looked at the new doctrine, the announcement that they're going to hit Russia with a cyber attack, telling them they would, saying we may hit you physically, when you announce we're about to hit you, and including with classical munitions, physical munitions, that is a declaration. That is a game on guard, I'm coming at you under international law. And now the top general has come out and said that technically the U.S. is now at war and that Russia may invade, almost like Hitler invaded Russia with Barbarossa when he knew the Russians were about to counterstrike or launch an offensive. I mean, I cannot believe we're actually sitting here calmly talking about this, James Wesley Rawls, while the average person is obsessed with the NFL.
In this case, it's the United States that's the provocateur here. We're the one provoking Russia. And we've been at it for 4 years with the Ukraine. And that game has turned into brinksmanship. And what's going on with Syria is a serious game of brinksmanship. And there, it could very well turn into a shooting war very quickly.
And within 1 hour of them announcing they were going to put a no-fly zone up a week ago, the Russians launched their fleet. I mean, the Russians in history are very easy to predict. I don't know what Hillary, you know, she should just, you know, stick to stealing the furniture from the White House or the State Department instead of World War III. James Wesley Rawls is our guest, Survival Blog.
We live in, Alex. You know, I've long been quoted as saying that we're living in the age of deception and betrayal. And to see politics come ahead of our national interest, even at the risk of nuclear war, is absolutely astounding.
You're right. Stay there, sir. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
17 days out, 17 days out. And as Nigel Farage points out, the big exclusive interview we've got coming up in the fourth hour with David Knights, who did the interview with him. We only aired like 4 or 5 minutes of it. It's powerful, but the whole interview is going to be aired. His warning to America. This is just the beginning of the fight. And that's why the globalists realize their whole New World Order is falling apart. The EU's falling apart. Russia's pulling out. The UK's pulling out. Catalonia's pulling out. Africa's figuring out what's going on. So much as Latin America, they're panicking. Their global system is in trouble. Because it's a system that wants to make us poor to control us. That's in the WikiLeaks. But, I mean, people are like, well, we always heard that from you anyways. Exactly, because it's in Cloward and Piven, and it's feudalism. It's keep you poor, keep you controlled, it's sharecropping, it's soft slavery. Now, I'm not going to belabor this. Obviously, you need high-quality, affordable foods. I've got them. Solar panel systems, you name it. Infowarsstore.com. The highest quality affordable foods, fresh packed, last 25 years. If you haven't gotten affordable foods, you're nuts. If you don't have AM, FM, emergency radio, a shortwave that's crank-powered and solar-powered, you need one. We've got it. Non-GMO heirloom seeds, ThyroSafe in case of a nuclear attack, protect the thyroid. Our Survival Shield Nation 99 X2. Gravity-fed water filters. We don't sell firearms, but you need them. And I'm not trying to fear-monger here, folks. I sell what I take. I take super good selenium. We put it out. I take good iodine. We put it out. I take good multivitamins. We fund ourselves with the highest quality products that everybody needs. And then you shop with the good guys, and it builds this infrastructure. And you see us hire more reporters, get more done, have Hillary and Obama attacking us every day now because we're in their face. We're not scared of these people. We're scared of them having their way. So thanks for supporting us, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We can avert all this and this brinksmanship because a lot of good generals and people in government are actually, and I've never been somebody to kiss the butt of the military or even the FBI, but as I got more informed and as the world changed, I've seen better resistance from police, the military, even FBI agents who are leaking stuff, Secret Service agents, that I've seen from the general public. I mean, that's just a fact. So that's why they want us to have a civil war against them and wipe out their opposition, just like Hillary funded people to go dressed as Bernie supporters. They said mentally ill people and alcoholics and drug addicts, like I told you. It's in the WikiLeaks now. We had it from the Chicago police, though, to then go in and attack Trump people, blame them and blame Sanders, who's not involved Hillary. It's simple war, folks. It's simple war, and the public's got to figure this out. You're under globalist attack. They're crazy. They've never been defeated so far, so they're delusional like Hitler or Napoleon. It's crazy. And as usual, history repeats, they go where to start the big war? Russia. Where's the one place they haven't gotten full control of? They go in there to have a big pissing contest. But now there's nuclear weapons. We have to stop this. Folks, if Russia was doing things to us, I'd be calling for war. They're not. The same globalists that are screwing us are screwing them. That's why we're natural allies. We don't work for the Russians. We work for not dying. We work for being decent. So InfoWarsStore.com, get the products, 25% off Rainforest right now. Sign up for auto ship, get 10% off. Free shipping on orders, $50 or more. And look, now is the time to be all in. So please spread our links, our videos. I mean, I can put it on screen right now, and we're going back to our guest. This is a video I shot this weekend. I work 7 days a week now. My family's like, please, Dad, where are you? Well, kids, normally I'd be here, but for nuclear war, we're dead probably, so I got to do this. I mean, that's what's happening right now. And I put out a video, emergency war declared on Russia by Soros-controlled U.S. I have another video that I shot from home that day where I say we are now technically at war with Russia. The exact words, I'm just pointing out, folks, I don't play games. I know what I'm talking about. Top British general warns of nuclear war with Russia, the end of life as we know it, claims Moscow plans to march into the Baltic states. Senior British Army officer and former Deputy Supreme Allied Commander of Europe, General Richard Sheriff, warns that NATO forces faces nuclear war with Russia in Europe, close quote, and that America is already technically at war with Russia. In a hawkish article for CNN, he asserts that the West faces the biggest threat from Russia since World War and that Vladimir Putin plans to reestablish Russia's status as one of the world's great powers by marching into Baltic states. They're starting wars in Baltic states, seizing Russian infrastructure they paid for and giving it to Joe Biden's son. So he tells the truth about the state of war, but then blames Russia. Soros brags on CNN with Fareed Zakaria that he spent billions and that he did the whole deal. So take action, ladies and gentlemen. Now, going back to James Wesley Rawls, I should point out survivalblog.com. I'm going to get back soon to talk about his novels, but there's always too much big news breaking. What do you make of this? Because I'm asking the questions. Instead of me asking the questions, you're a smart guy. What is on your radar? What else should we be worried about? They're clearly trying to stage race riots. They're trying to destabilize things. What is their plan? Because, I mean, we know it's consolidate power. The new WikiLeaks are out where they want to create a global government and consolidate control. But what's the point of having all this money if it's radioactive and you can't come out of your bunker?
Well, I think that you mentioned consolidation of power. I think that's probably their next step. If they can get Hillary Clinton into office, I think their goal next will be to consolidate power by muzzling journalists on the Internet, people like you and like me, and by completely co-opting, as you know, they're well on their way to doing it already, but completely co-opting all of the mainstream media and coercing them into full submission, where the only information that's going to be available will be information outlets that are going to be parroting the party line. I think that's their next goal, because they won't be able to con the American public into supporting another world war unless they have full control of the media. And I think their goal will be to shut people like you and me down.
And only a world war gives them that excuse.
Well, yeah, it'll take either a global economic collapse or global war for them to be able to justify, in the eyes of policymakers and the generally dumb public, instituting a one-world system of passport control, a one-world currency, and so forth. Their entire agenda, they can only justify that given a major crisis. And again, it's going to either be an economic collapse or global war. Because they want to play out their end game, and the only way they can get there is by rolling out the big guns.
Now, they're doing that, though, on a previous plan that the future battle space hadn't been affected by you and countless others, you know, the thousands of great people and millions taking action, spreading the word. I mean, when I mentioned how many views we get now, it wasn't to brag. It was to say, how do they deal with InfoWars having 5 billion views, 1 billion on one channel, but 5 billion conservatively, when I was told by the vice president of YouTube a year ago? I mean, it's more than that now that we're probably the biggest thing on YouTube, because we allow ourselves to be on anybody's site. We don't control it on purpose. I mean, how do they deal with 5 billion views on YouTube? How do they deal with our videos now routinely getting 20, 30 million views? I mean, every week, one video, which has got devastating intel and hardcore paradigm-shifting information. We're just one outlet. How are they going to deal with the fact that we have a press conference that we covered with Danny Williams, and the thing's got 30 million views? Doesn't matter, the media ignored it, because that video alone had as much views as, you know, almost as the debate itself. I mean, it's just, how are they going to deal with that? And even if they try to take it over now, people now already know who are going to wake up. So if they bring in serious tyranny, that just confirms everything and hardens the public. I mean, we've got a giant awakened mass of people now, probably 50, 60 million that are hardcore. I don't see how this dog hunts.
Well, I think that they at this point, the only thing they can do is to try to completely silence us by removing us from the Internet, by shutting down whole chunks of the Internet if they have to. And of course, our countermeasure will be, it's kind of like a distributed, it's kind of a corollary to the distributed denial of service. It's the distributed assurance of service, where your site, my site, and so many others will be mirrored around the world, just like WikiLeaks has been mirrored. The reason that WikiLeaks has been able to get the information out there is because it's with the sure knowledge that they have backed up everything and put things on multiple servers all around the world, so that taking down one of them will not stop the signal. It won't silence their message.
And we've got to go to that right now. Everybody's got to copy and duplicate and save info for the long haul, because this could get really serious really quick.
Absolutely. In fact, what I would recommend that your viewers and listeners do is get hard copy DVDs of all your movies, for example, all the documentaries that you put out. Because if the Internet, as we know it, goes away, there's going to be a huge thirst for knowledge out there, and it's going to be fulfilled. That thirst is going to be filled by physical distribution of those documentaries.
And I've been trying to teach folks
between patriots
the power of hanging up banners just printed out around town, you know, the power of going up billboards and spreading revolutionary information or resistance info, micro FM, jacking into their systems.
Right.
I mean, folks don't understand history. When real tyranny comes in and you've already got a stay-behind network ready to fight, everything we do will be solid gold to the public. And the enemy, I think, is really miscalculating. I don't think they realize what we've been doing for decades in preparation, trying to stop them, trying to save the country, trying to stop the New World Order, and then it almost skids over the finish line dead on arrival, because even if they try to bring this in, it's going to just blow up in their face.
Well, you're right, Alex. And one thing I want to mention is that I recently took a cross-country trip by road. And I cannot count the number of InfoWars bumper stickers I saw all across the country, small towns, big towns, out on the interstate. It's almost ubiquitous how many I saw. People are waking up. They can't stop the signal.
I just can't believe that this is actually happening. Are they crazy enough, do you think, with this top British general calling for war with Russia right now? I mean, these people, what is wrong with them?
It's really hard to calculate what their desire. I know we know what their goal is, but to see what steps they're willing to take in the interim is hard to calculate.
Studying Russia, you know about their history. I mean, what do you expect to happen? I mean, obviously Russia's not going to back down, are they?
No, I don't think they will. But I think that if the Russian government is as wise as and seasoned as I think it is, they're going to refrain from physical attacks, and they are probably going to only operate in the information sphere and the cyber warfare sphere. They will refrain from physical attacks because they don't want to escalate.
And that's making, well, sure. So the globalists are getting mad. They've been trying to push him into physical. You're absolutely right. So what will the globalists do to try to push him into it?
Well, I think Syria is a prime example. If the U.S. government and its allies institute a no-fly zone over northern Syria, it could very well get into a situation where we're literally have American missileers shooting down Russian aircraft. That's a I don't know how to sum up how dangerous that is, how close that could bring, how almost the certainty of World War III if that starts happening. Right now in Syria, everything's being handled by proxies, proxy armies, proxy guerrilla groups, foreign funding of and foreign weapon shipments, but it's not toe-to-toe with the Russians or even with the Syrian government itself. It's all being done through proxies. If we take the next step and have direct conflict, that is the pinnacle of brinksmanship.
And it's not like we're doing this against some super evil thing that, you know, deserves to be faced down. I mean, Russia's reforming compared to how evil our leaders are, what they're teaching our kids. Russia's going in the opposite direction. They've even had WikiLeaks and State Department cables how Hollywood's demanding we take over Russia because of what they're teaching Christianity. That shows how whacked out our government is, that they're willing to risk World War III so that we can, you know, sexually basically brainwash Russian children.
The level of inversion in our society is almost hard to believe at this point. Everything has been turned on its head, where our traditional allies are now being looked at as enemies. And if it's almost something like something out of George Orwell, where you have the enemy du jour for the sake of the consolidation of power. It's a situation that is not unprecedented in detail, but in terms of sheer scale, it is certainly unprecedented. We've never seen this level of deception, this level of betrayal on this scale before.
I agree, and this demonic push towards death and destruction. Looking at Hillary's psychology and talking to folks that know her, she's clearly a sociopath, bare minimum. She's disconnected. She's pretty much running Obama on the show now, a lot of evidence shows from these emails. You know, the group behind her, Soros. Is there anything we can do to Hillary or Soros in communications? Because we know they listen and watch. That can shift them out of their craziness. I mean, is there any reason to even aim InfoWar in a nice way to them and say, please don't destroy the world? Or does that just get them on more of a power trip?
Maybe that's wishful thinking on our part, Alex, to think that they would actually listen to us. But if I could sit down and tell George Soros, who's the real power behind the throne, one thing, it is back off. Because it's not just the American citizenry, it's the citizenry of the planet that he's going to be up against when all this falls apart. People have become alert and awake to what's really going on, and we're not going to put up with their games anymore. It's just that simple.
Oh, yeah. There's a nuclear war. I mean, these people, they're just so crazy, though. I mean, crazy Soros and his crazy kid that's taking it all over. He's like all the internet, you know, bombed out of his brain in videos, acting like a moron. It's like, I can't believe the intelligence agencies and people are putting up with this. I mean, I know they're not perfect, but give me a break. You better look your kids in the eyes, folks. We'll be back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Sometimes I don't do it on purpose, but it tends to cut through to people and get them out of their comfort zone. Behind the scenes, we're wargaming stuff during these breaks. That's why I seem so flustered and out of breath a lot of times. I'm running around the building. James O'Keefe is in danger. They're trying to get him right now. He's in the air. Okay. James O'Keefe of Veritas. They've given us code keys, you name it, to the big, big bomb. Okay, and I'm not at liberty yet to get into all this, but they've transferred their footage to us, and this is reportedly so powerful that they've got people after Project Veritas right now. And again, he's not a drama queen, folks. He's never done anything like this. They've arrested him, you name it, before. This is getting bad. So he's the guy obviously bringing them down, showing all the fraud, and the top officials admitting the election fraud. He had even bigger stuff he was telling us that was coming out next week. They may launch it early today on this show just to get it out. So separately, we were given Oprah Winfrey footage nobody else has got. It's supposed to launch next week, but there's boffins everywhere, folks. People don't want this to happen. People say we're Russian agents. We're agents of not destroying the world. So once stuff gets bad, that's the backlash that and InfoWars is willing to resist. The problem is there's not many other big outlets. There's Drudge, Breitbart, a few others. Quite frankly, though, Breitbart kind of has too many lawyers involved and analyzes everything. We're just all in now at this point. James Lizzie Rawls is our guest. We've got nuclear war news. Top British general says we're already at war with Russia. I mean, I told you that over the weekend. People are like, this is incendiary. No, technically we are. And this is the insanity. But that's all going to be breaking next hour. I've got to go talk to the O'Keefe people during this next break. James Wesley Rawls, folks, can find your books at survivalblog.com, all your great work. Land of Promise, the first book in the Counter-Caliphate Chronicles. Let me ask you this. How does the Black Lives Matter Communist Brigade, $1 billion that's been spent the last 5 years fomenting civil unrest, the UN announcing they want to be over our police, bringing in the Islamicists, isn't that really the time bomb they're bringing in to activate just to create disorder whenever they need to?
Well, yes, they've already accomplished that in Europe, and I think their goal is to do the same thing here in the States by bringing in large numbers of unvetted so-called refugees from the Islamic world. They want to have a built-in system whereby they could have essentially thousands and thousands of sleeper agents in the country that they can activate whenever they'd like to create total chaos. They already have it. They've already accomplished that goal in Europe, and we're probably 5 to 10 years away from that here in the United States.
What do we do? Get right with God? I mean, how do we reach out to the average people that just seem like they're in fantasy land?
Well, I think prayer is what we should start with. People should accept Christ as their Savior, and they should sit down and seriously pray for our nation, and pray for the protection of our families. And at this point, as I've mentioned many times in my blog, I think that we as a nation have turned our back on God, and that at this point, all we can hope for is that God would still protect his remnant, his covenant people. And they are to be found in all walks of life, in many denominations, and that his remnant will be protected. But we cannot expect God's protection on our entire nation any longer because we've so systematically turned our back on God, starting with Roe v. Wade and going on from there. And we need, as individuals, to get down on our knees and pray for God's guidance, providence, and protection, starting with our families and going out to our church families and communities, and pray that we, if nothing else, that we would get through this dark time ahead.
That's right. We need to pray to God to lead, God, and direct us. James Wesley Rawls, thank you so much. The Oprah Winfrey exclusive, James O'Keefe having to basically launch the emergency plan. It's all happening right now. And we're still 17 days out.